Friend, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm Stephanie Clarice, a wife and mom with a heart for encouraging other Christian mamas. Join me each week as we meditate on God's Word, learn to love our vocation of motherhood even more, and grow in our faith life. It is truly a joy to have you here and be on this journey with you. Let's begin our 500 Seconds to Joy. Hello and welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie. I am so sorry this is a day late. I have been for 3 years coming out with a weekly podcast. This is the first time I'm late, but here I am. I'm still here. I'm just traveling and busy and, you know, life. I know you get it. But I just wanted to make sure I put out this episode this week so you could prepare for the fourth Sunday of Advent, which is December 18th. So during Advent, we're slowing down, and I'm sorry about the kid noise in the background, but they're just having a grand old time. Hopefully it doesn't bother you too much. But yes, we are going to be preparing for Mass on Sunday and reviewing the readings ahead of time. I'm going to be reading all three readings and just really helping us prepare our hearts and minds, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I need to rest my weary soul, my weary heart. And I just get tired and weary sometimes. And I know that if I run to God in prayer and in His Word, I will find rest for my soul. So I pray, I hope and pray that this time is a blessing to you. And that this time, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to what He has to say to you in His Word, is a blessing. And I just want to read from the Magnificat. Due to righteous Joseph's obedience of faith, the incarnate Christ, genealogically, was descended from David. In the words of the psalm, "Let the Lord enter, He is the King of glory," are fulfilled. So Jesus coming is the fulfillment of what the people have been waiting for. And I love this line, due to righteous Joseph's obedience of faith. So are we obeying Him? Are we putting our faith in Him? What are we putting our faith in today? I think that's something good to ponder. And then let's go right into our readings. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David. Is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord. And the psalm is Psalm 24. I'm not going to read all of it, but let's just listen to this line. "Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory." Now, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. This is Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." The word of the Lord. Now a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, She was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, so we all know this story well, right? At least, I bet most of us do. But I want to highlight a few things in the Gospel. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Do I do what the Lord commands me? Do I trust like Joseph? Do I have his faith? Well, in the Magnificat, Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene talks about just really St. Joseph's trust. It's a confidence in God. It says a confidence which, relying on the infinite goodness of God, convinces us that he always, and in all circumstances, wills our good and disposes everything to that end. Do we believe that? Do we have that faith and confidence in him, in the infinite goodness of God, that everything that happens, all circumstances in our life, good or bad, is God willing our good? Let's end with this short prayer, and then I invite you to just spend some time meditating on these words that we've read in Scripture. This is from Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene. "Oh, dear St. Joseph, I place myself then with full confidence under your protection. Teach me to live as you did, in faith and abandonment to God. Teach me to live solely for him by consecrating myself entirely to his service. May we each," these are my words now, friend, "for each of us, may we each just fully embrace God's will for us, just have full faith and trust in him and abandon ourselves to him each and every day. And I pray that you can sit at the feet of Jesus today. And if this was you soaking in his word, that's fabulous. You're spending time with our Lord, you're meditating on his word, that's amazing. And if you can add a few extra minutes to that, that's also amazing. I just want to tell you, you're doing an amazing job. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for showing up and saying yes to God and yes to his word, and for sitting at the feet of Jesus today. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope your Advent is going wonderfully, and I pray blessings over you and your family. Thank you so much for being here. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast. Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for listening today, friend. I am so grateful to have you here as part of the 500 Seconds to Joy community. And if you love what you heard here, please share it with a friend. Let's build up the body of Christ and spread joy and love to more Christian families just like you. Until next time, I am so grateful to have you here. And I am praying for you and your family. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye for now.